Welcome to This or That, the show where we, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Joshua. With me today, as always, are Chris and Danielle. If you're a longtime listener, then you know how this works. But if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, we select a topic to discuss. The topic will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. So let's reach into the basket and pull out a topic for this week. Today's topic is never have to eat again or never have to sleep again. So, Chris.
Joshua.
I hear that you like eating.
I do. I enjoy it very much.
Like, you like going out to restaurants, or you like eating at home alone, like crying into your food, or like
I find my own tears season my food very nicely.
I think you're probably right.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't want to give up eating if you had the chance?
I don't think so. I mean, I'd like to give up needing to eat, maybe.
Okay. You're not giving that up.
Okay.
Here's the way this works.
Okay.
You can either choose to give up sleep or give up eating. If you give up sleep, you for the time that you would sleep, you can't be doing anything that's active. Like, you could sit on your couch and read a book. You can sit on your couch and watch television, but you can't do work. You can't go for a jog.
Oh my God.
You have to be in a low power state, let's say.
Can you knit?
Yeah, sure.
I can craft.
That feels sufficiently low power to me.
Okay.
And, you know, so if you do that for 4 hours, then you will be as rested as you would have been if you slept for 4 hours.
Oh. Okay.
So it behooves you to do that for like 8 hours.
Okay.
Makes binge watching the new Netflix shows really easy.
Yeah, I'm going to run out of TV like real quick.
I don't think you can.
Run out of TV?
I don't think there's an end to the internet or the TV.
I feel like there's an end, but okay. Okay.
Pornhub.
Well, that's true. There's
that
no
might
end.
Take you out of low power mode, though.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's giving up sleep.
Okay.
If you give up eating, similar thing. You still have to plan all of your meals for the day. Let's say you have a magical app in your phone where you log all of your food, and then it is just magically fed to you throughout the day. You know, it just appears in your stomach throughout the day.
Okay, great.
So once again, you know, if you don't log enough food, you're going to feel hungry at the end of the day, or you're going to feel sluggish because you didn't eat enough.
This seems really easy to me.
Really? Which one?
I'm totally doing the eating one.
You're giving up eating?
Yeah.
You just told me you really like eating.
I do really like eating. You didn't say that I can never eat. You just said I'm going to be full by just planning a meal.
Let's just say you never have the desire to eat.
Oh.
Like, you never want to eat.
Oh.
And you never want to sleep or nap.
I'd still do eating.
Still do eating.
Yeah.
Danielle?
Based on how you described it, I think I'm going to sleep. And the reason why is if I can still craft, and I can read, and I can watch telly, then that just means that the other 16 hours a day that I'm awake, I can do other productive things.
You don't think you'd get really bored during those 8 hours?
Yeah, I feel like you'd just
no,
be lonely
I can
and bored.
Just kind of, you know, lay on the couch and chill out and hang out with the cats.
And not fall asleep.
Toxoplasmosis.
That'd be fine. I can listen to my Audible account.
I would get so.
Did I get through that final Game of Thrones book so quick?
Well, not so quick. It's like 87,000
well, yeah,
hours
but
long.
I mean, you know, in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean,
8 hours a day,
yeah,
every day.
I think you just get.
You'd just be like a zombie during that time. Like, you can't. I mean, you're not tired, but you're bored. Like, no one else is up. There isn't anything open.
Well, I mean, even if there was, you can't go for a drive.
Yeah. Oh, that's what? Can I walk somewhere?
No.
I can walk in low power mode.
You gotta like. I would think
you
gotta
can
like
walk.
Sit or lay down.
You can walk like 1.5 miles per hour.
Dude, I might do that. I might get so bored.
That's like shuffling. Like that's
I might be so
walking.
Bored that it's like, oh, for this 8 hours, I'm going to shuffle to work and back or something.
Like, well, not to work and back.
I'm like, this is the best thing ever.
I can't work
really?
Out. I can't do anything productive. Like, I
well,
might
yeah,
as well
but
be
this
sleeping.
Is the thing.
But
what
that's
are you
only
doing
during
when
the.
You're
yeah.
normally sleeping.
Right now, you're not doing
are
anything
you being
anyway.
Productive during those 8 hours of the night?
But it feels good.
And it doesn't have to be 8 hours. It can be six if you can survive on six.
But you
sure.
feel refreshed when you're finished.
But
You'd feel refreshed, and you will have watched most of the new season of Daredevil that comes out in like a week.
Oh, seriously? Is that soon?
Maybe it's like a month.
Ooh.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, me too.
I'm just going to put it out there.
I think it's still the eat, because then you wake up, like you would pick the same meals every day. Like you're not eating, so it doesn't matter. You'd find really good, like you'd have a clear diet. You're going to eat healthy. You're never going to have any desire for like a cheeseburger or ice cream or anything like that. You just have a really healthy food. You're full. You don't have to, you're going to save a lot of money because you don't have to buy food.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, you're making a pretty strong case
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I'm thinking too, like, dude, I can just enter like egg whites and broccoli and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would
yeah,
put yeah. Like not being hungry. That's amazing.
It'd be amazing. It'd be so great. Every morning you would pick a meal plan, basically. You know, you would make a meal plan, like, and then just input it in the morning, and then
that's it.
You never have to think about it again. You know, you go out to the bar and you just input like a loaf of bread or something, and then you can drink a bunch because your stomach's full, like
of a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
You can still drink, right?
Yeah, you could still, I mean, you could still eat, you could still drink if you want to, just, well, you're never going to want to is the thing.
Right. Are you ever going to want to drink? Am I ever going to, like, want a beer?
Do you, what are your motivations for wanting a beer now?
The refreshing goodness?
No.
No?
If your express goal is, like, I'm going to get drunk, then sure, you could have a beer.
Yeah, but you might as well.
But if it's, I want to taste this beer, then no, because that's why you would eat.
Well, yeah, it would take all of the pleasure out of eating and drinking.
That would be really sad. It wouldn't take the pleasure, like, I'm still tasting it. I just don't want it. I don't get thirsty.
Okay, fine. You know what? We're changing the rules. Everything you eat or drink just tastes like a rice cake.
Ugh. Man, you made this a lot harder.
There you go.
Ugh.
So yeah, you could want to drink all the beer you want, but it's just going to be bland.
So here's the thing, though. If I stay up for 8 hours and all I'm doing is sitting on the couch watching TV or reading a book.
Or crocheting
or whatever. Low.
Putting a puzzle together.
Ooh, I do love puzzling.
Yeah, see.
I'm going to get, like, I'm going to snack during that time. Because when I get bored, I snack. I'm going to get really fucking fat, like really fast.
Okay.
So you're basically telling me, do I want to get fat? Or not get fat. And I really don't want to get fat.
So even though you will likely never drink beer again, you're still going eating.
Yeah.
Well, the fact that he will never drink beer again is a guarantee that he won't get fat. Well, that seems to be his primary focus.
I mean, I could still like have a beer, you know, like politeness. I could still have a beer or, you know, get drunk or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, it'd be really sad, but I think I would do that.
I think I am actually with you.
Yeah?
Yeah, because like you said, you could plan out all your meals in advance.
Right.
You would have all of your calories and macros set for whatever your goal is in the gym.
Yep.
Because everyone knows that's my main motivation.
Right.
For us, preparing food takes up, like, because of our commute, we're actually not home very much, and preparing food takes up a lot of that time.
Hell, even with my commute.
Really, the picking the eating option kind of gets you the best of both worlds. You get the time saving that you would get from, not as much as you get from the sleep, but you get some time saving.
Yeah.
And you save a bunch of money, like you said.
Save a bunch of money.
And you only eat healthy.
Yeah.
Danielle? Is anyone picking sleep? Oh, Danielle's picking sleep.
You're still on sleep?
I know. I can't agree with anybody today. I am compelled by the possibility of saving about 8 hours a day.
But what do you save? Like, you're not saving.
Well, this is the thing. I mean, you're like, not okay, doing... so, but let's think of my waking hours. So I wake up, I, you know, eat breakfast, I go to work, I come home, I make dinner, I go to sleep, whatever, right?
Okay.
So now all of
a
sudden...
We live a sad life.
I know. We both live a sad life.
You take a little time to ponder your own existence.
So during this time...
Cry into our food.
Cry into your food and then go to sleep.
No, I'll be enjoying my food because I actually enjoy the taste of food. During that 8 hours, I can catch up on telly. I can read.
We're British now.
I know. I say that.
Telly.
Okay, go ahead.
That was my British accent.
That was good job.
Yep.
Good job.
Colin will thank you.
Yeah, Colin, our one our listener from the UK.
Our mythical British listener.
Colin.
He's probably not even from the UK. That's just where he lives.
Yeah, that's the or that's where his IP is from.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, I could do all of those things that I miss out on.
Can I work? Can you work?
No, you can't work.
But
no,
what
no,
if
no.
it, like, okay, I'll be
You're
honest.
In low power mode.
A lot of the times when I'm at work, I'm in low power mode.
No, you cannot
like the,
work.
Like the only time I'm not in low power mode at work is when there's a deadline that I'm working up against or I have to deal with, you know.
You cannot crap. Do anything that anyone would describe as productive.
Well, crocheting can be productive. What if I have an Etsy store and I crochet a bunch of stuff and sell
it? You can't do that. You can crochet for yourself.
This is the line.
This is productive versus not productive.
This would be amazing.
You wouldn't get anything done.
Yeah,
you
I would if I could craft for myself.
You'd have so many scarves.
Oh my gosh. No, I wouldn't just have scarves, dude. I'd start like making sweaters and stuff.
Yeah, because you're so effing bored.
No.
That you want to...
I can knit for
but now you can't learn new skills.
That's fine. Okay. I have plenty of skills.
Wait, you can't learn new skills?
No, you can't. You can't do that in low power mode. That takes too much brain power.
Oh my god, you guys!
So you can't learn like a new stitch or something?
Can you do that when you're awake and then apply that when you're?
Yeah, sure.
Dude, I've got math skills.
Do you get better at it?
I've got math skills. Actually, I don't.
Actually, you kind of don't. Kind of terrible. Have this discussion about your
skills with a Z.
Mathematics ability as skillses.
Do
yeah,
you,
skills with a Z. That's my spelling skills.
Okay, let's say I learn how to crochet when I'm awake. And then, okay. You know, awake. And then, oh, that was a...
yeah, wake up, sheeple.
Quotation,
what?
Awake.
Sorry.
And then when I'm quotation...
I'm on my anti-government rant today.
Oh, God.
And I'm thinking sheep like, oh, yarn. Anyway, continue.
So then when I'm, like, quote, asleep, and I can apply that knowledge that I learned when I was awake, do I get better?
No.
I just stay
You just stay
that good.
In a constant state.
Yeah, no.
Because, I mean, you don't get better watching TV by watching it.
Well, yeah, probably not.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
I'm confident enough.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
You wouldn't get bored and lonely?
Maybe I was one of those kids that really liked to read and that sort of thing. Maybe just the things that I enjoy doing, like, I would love to have that time to, like, catch up on, like, flipping through magazines and...
I feel like we would still get that, though. Just
yeah.
not as much. Like, we'd probably get an extra hour or two a day. Two
Dude,
hours
that's not,
a day.
Yeah,
no.
No grocery shopping.
Yeah, like,
2 hours
a day. We'd get that.
Yeah. Easy.
I don't know.
Wake up later.
I like the idea of having 8 hours a day. And this is the thing. I could just lay there on the couch and just relax and, you know, kind of let my brain wander. I'm one of those people that enjoys doing that.
I feel like I like to read. I like to relax. I like to, you know, do all the things. I think that'd be really nice for like the first 3 weeks. And then I would, I don't know, get so bored. Like I'd take a drill to my head. Like it would just be that boring.
Yeah.
I don't,
I'll be
don't
doing all
bored.
Those things when I'm not eating.
Yeah.
I don't get bored.
What?
I don't. When I was a little kid, I used to get bored, but I don't get bored anymore. There's always something that I can be thinking about or processing in my head.
I really want to like test this out and like put you in like a room with nothing in it and just for like
well, but this is the thing.
10 days
I
and see what happens.
I wouldn't
Crazy
be in a room
happens.
With nothing.
Yeah.
I'd have 8 hours a day of this time. I am
no.
totally okay with that.
I mean, I think it'd be nice to have that extra time, but since you can't be productive, you can't learn anything new, all you're doing is just like mindlessly consuming whatever you're consuming.
For you, that would be snacks.
Oh my God, so many snacks.
And porn.
Like 2 a.m.
Snacks and porn.
You'd just be like grabbing shit out of the cabinet. It's like, okay, I got a block of cheese and I have some shredded wheat.
Block of cheese and some dry pasta. Yeah. Done.
There you go.
I like the
and
crunch.
Blue balls
you
know. By the end of the night.
Yep. Yeah. Super chafed and eating all the carbohydrates.
Oh my god.
Yeah. No, I would no.
Yeah, see, this sounds amazing to me.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, what am I doing when I'm sleeping anyway? Nothing.
Being awesome.
Yeah.
Sleeping is great.
Sleeping is great.
Sleeping
I don't
is,
get enough of it.
Yeah. Well, you're probably gonna get more because you don't have to, you know.
Well, 8 hours
no.
a day
eat dinner.
I would
you
reap
always
the benefits.
Tend to.
Yeah.
I would reap the benefits of sleep.
Reap the whirlwind.
And we would reap the benefits of eating healthy.
Yeah.
And saving money.
When you're all like, oh, I got to go to the store, I'll be like, meh.
Yeah, I'll just be like, beep, boop, boop, beep, in my phone.
And you'd be like, what should we have for dinner? I'm like, I don't care. Pizza in my belly right
and
now.
And I'd be like, I'm shoving this whole meringue pie in my face. Watch out.
And then I'd be like, pie in my belly right now. Done.
Yeah.
Bleep, no. Bloop, bleep, bleep, bloop. Yeah.
Bleep,
yeah.
Bloop.
Is that the? I don't know what that sound was.
That's Canada. Show us your songs.
Yeah, Canada. Yeah, show us your songs. Canada, right. Control show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
I think that we are 3 for 3 tonight, where me and Chris agree and Danielle disagrees.
Like, I'm not getting swayed on your description.
I don't need you to be, man. I'm just so amped on this. Can we do it right now?
I wish we could do it right
I
now.
I really wish we could do
it. I want this
I'm
to happen.
So amped to be in low power mode.
Man. Wow. Yeah. Dates would be so inexpensive. Like, you just order.
But would they be kind of creepy?
Dude, other people eat just because you don't. You could go on dates with Joshua.
And also, you're sitting across the table just looking at your date while she eats?
No,
you
like,
watch you eat while I...
You order a small salad and a beer and you just kind of pick at it for an hour.
While I rub my finger inside my belly button.
You've been on some weird dates.
Yeah, I have.
Neither of us have dated for a long time. Over a decade.
Oh, my God.
Who? What?
The two of us. Wait, have you dated the past decade?
I'm sorry, what? No.
Oh, damn.
Did one of you think you're in an open marriage and the other one not know about it? Whoops. Communication, wah, kids. Wah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not getting swayed. No, this is.
Yeah, and
this
I'm
would
not
be
getting
great.
Swayed. This is an easy one.
All right.
I'm there too. It's easy. What?
It's just easy for the. No, it's stupid.
Easy peasy.
Okay.
Lemon squeezy.
You know, most of the time I can see your point. I'm just like, yeah, okay. You know, we disagree and it's blah, blah. This time though, you're just hella dumb. Like, there's no way.
Damn.
Yeah. No, I'm calling you out. There's no.
Well, I think we will let the people speak when.
Yeah.
Once they listen to this amazing podcast.
When you guys out there, when you listen to this podcast and you agree with Josh and I, definitely email us and tell us you agree so we can laugh in Danielle's face.
Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week, we discussed eating and sleeping. Which would you choose? You can email us at torttpodcast@gmail.com or you can tweet us at torttpodcast. Just use hashtag low power mode. Have a great idea for a topic? Send us an email and don't forget to give us your name and where you're from, so we can give you a shout out. If you like the show, tell your friends and do us a favor and rate us on iTunes or wherever you got this episode. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.